welcome to Mark 1615 Internet Ministries Podcast. This is Joseph P. Hackney. Today's message is actually a question that I would like for you to think about. Is it bravery when you have nothing to lose? Now, so you might be a newly born Christian, you've repented, been baptized, you're going to church services regularly, you seem to be happy and encouraged, but you still feel shy about telling your family and friends about Jesus Christ and what He's doing in your life. And following Jesus Christ and becoming a Christian is not about what God will do for you, but rather what you can do for God, how your life will be transformed into a glorious and shining light for Jesus Christ. Putting God's agenda before your own, leaning on His desires for your life and not your own. Now you might be thinking right now that you get all of that, but how do I witness to people when I'm around them? Well, first, I want you to think about this question again. Is it bravery when you have nothing to lose? A man who has nothing to lose doesn't need courage. But a man who has even the smallest of something to lose, he needs courage to stand up to someone who might be trying to steal it. Now, Satan's trying to steal your faith in Jesus Christ every moment of every day that you are alive. You have your salvation to lose. When you go out into the world and you put your faith out there and your testimony out there, you're taking the chances of people starting to make fun of you and do all these things and call you stupid and all that. Your salvation is on the line. You have something to lose. So you got to be brave, be bold and courageous. Stand up to Satan. Be brave. Be confident that the Lord is with you. Even still, you might say that there's still a little voice that whispers to you to be careful about telling people about becoming born again. They will think that you're crazy, weak-minded. At worst, they'll probably think that, you know, you're the no-fun police now and never want to be around you anymore. And of course, that's what the devil will tell you in order to silence your testimony. The devil doesn't mind you being saved just as long as you don't share your faith in Jesus Christ with others. He'll try to convince you that all you need to do is look like a cleaner version of the world without ever really being separated from the world, to have a form of godliness, but exercising no power thereof. He would rather us to look different and not live different. He wants us to remain silent and not share our testimony, because it's by our word of testimony, sharing with others what Jesus Christ has done for us, that we defeat the enemy at his own game. The book of Revelation, chapter 12 and 11, states that, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." I have found that people will respect your faith in Jesus Christ more if you openly share your newfound faith with them. Not that you must share it in some sort of charismatic or radical way, you know, not in a condemning way or a way that makes them perceive you are now better than them, but rather in very normal, subtle ways, without announcing it from the moon, but rather announce it through your general conversations, allowing, you know, always looking for an opportunity to witness Jesus to people in whatever way we can, always looking for that open door to take advantage of. A technique that I often use is that I profess my belief in Jesus Christ in conversation as though the person I'm speaking to believes exactly as I believe, waiting for that exact moment when the subject matter leads to the opportunity to speak about your faith and what Jesus has done for you. Now, this can be very scary, not knowing how the person may respond. But it is very exhilarating and liberating during the process. It will create a sense of accomplishment that you otherwise probably didn't think you had in you. You'll be surprised at the fairly mature response that you may get when you put your faith out there on that limb. Try it voluntarily and experience what I've said. You only have strength and courage to gain. And I say voluntarily because professing our faith in Christ in emergency situations is very easily and widely accepted and isn't really exercising our faith in a way that builds and strengthens our faith. And so the more you practice this technique and continue to look for ways to share your faith, it'll get easier and easier to do. That original fear or stage fright eventually leaves you, and you'll find it no longer scares you to share Jesus Christ with someone or anyone. It's like learning to ride a bike with no training wheels. I've had in my own experience just recently at a doctor's office. We were going over a lot of my health issues, and I was explaining how I got hooked on the prescription stuff and that I don't do all that no more. I'm completely free of it. And she was congratulating me as if it was my own strength, and that right there was the door, and I had the devil telling me to shut my mouth, but then I can't shut my mouth. I tell him, well, you know what, thank you, but really, all glory be to God. I said, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have been able to quit him. If it wasn't for God, you know, and then that usually, you know, they either go with that conversation, or, you know, it just, you put it out there. You know, and those are ways that you can find, whether you're at the store or doctor's office or wherever, always looking for a way to where the door opens and bam, you can start sharing your testimony. You know, and if however you do get laughed and mocked at, you know, if it crashes, well, take it as a blessing and a sign that you're separated from the world that you were once like. Get back out there. Persevere like the soldier of Christ you are now. To suffer for the sake of Jesus Christ is a great honor. The words of Jesus are very true, that the world will hate us because it first hated him. The world hates the truth. Book of Matthew chapter 24 and 9 says that then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all men's or of all nations for my name's sake. Book of Psalms is 119 and 71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. I also recommend reading and studying the book of Psalms chapter 119 and Romans chapter 8, 35 to 39 for the strength and encouragement that it gives, especially for the newly converted Christian. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Shall distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? As it's written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So if you are a newly born, born-again Christian, and you're wondering about sharing your faith, it's natural that the devil's going to try to put fear in you, that you're going to be not accepted and all that. Well, God didn't call us to be accepted of the world. He called us to be separate from the world. We don't need to go out and start Bible-thumping people, throwing tracts and scriptures in their face without even really having a conversation with them at first. But strike up a conversation, relate to the person in some kind of way, and then lead that conversation in such a way that you find that door where they basically open the door for you to begin to speak your testimony and witness for Jesus Christ and what he has done for you in your life. Like I said, I just the other day at the doctor's office, it was a perfect opportunity. But at the same time, the devil was whispering in my ear, you know, don't talk about religion or Jesus, you know, we're in the world. And, you know, it was a doctor's appointment. What, we weren't at church, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the devil puts in my mind, they don't want to hear it. But, you know, she was giving the glory to me, like as if it was of my own power that I, you know, did this or that. And I had to give all glory unto God, whether you suffer for it, they make fun of you for it, whatever the case is. You know, your neighbor's opinion of you won't get you into heaven. You know, but share your faith. Be not ashamed of your faith. You know, be wise. Always looking for that door to talk about Jesus. And go with God and you won't go wrong. This is Joseph B. Hackney at Mark 16:15 Internet Ministries.